Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Remains believed to be those of Finbar Caffrey, the Irishman killed fighting in Ukraine in April, have been recovered. That's according to reports today in the Irish Times, whose crime and security correspondent joins me now, Conor Gallagher. Conor, you're very welcome to the programme. Am I right in saying it's not yet verified if these are the remains of Finbar Caffrey?
That's right. They're fairly certain they are the remains of Mr. Caffrey, who was killed while fighting with Ukrainian forces around the city of Bakhmut last April. But a process has to be undergone before they can actually say with certainty, and that would involve DNA tests and possibly blood tests. And unfortunately, that's very, very delayed just because of the sheer number of casualties, especially around that fighting in Bakhmut, which was one of the most kind of widely contested areas in the war for months until it finally fell to Russian forces. So there's hundreds and hundreds of bodies that need processing and identification, and they're in various states of decay. And so, unfortunately for the Caffrey family, they're going to have to wait possibly 3 months or maybe even longer to get to get that verification, and then to get the remains home so they can finally have the funeral.
Yeah, and my thoughts are certainly with the Caffrey family going through a very difficult period here. Will those tests, Conor, those DNA tests to verify the remains, will they happen in Ukraine or outside of Ukraine or in Ireland?
My understanding is that they'll happen in Ukraine. So these remains, there seems to be a fairly well-established process now, unfortunately, due to the number of deaths on handling the remains of fighters. So the remains in this area, at least, were taken to a military base. It took a long time for them to be recovered just due to the intensity of the fighting around Bakhmut. And just to give you an idea of how intense that fighting was, on the day Finbar was killed by a mortar strike while fighting to keep a road open, a supply road into the city open, about 42 other people were killed on that day on the Ukrainian side alone, just to give you an idea of the carnage there. So there's a long queue. They will probably be, that all that will happen on the Ukrainian side, and I'm sure there will be liaison on the Irish side with the Department of Foreign Affairs. But then hopefully that will lead to a situation where that they can have a burial back in Ireland.
And the remains be repatriated. Do we know exactly where the remains were found? And you say they're quite certain at this stage even that they are the remains of Finbar Caffrey. I mean, is it the location that leads them to believe that?
Yeah, so that's what I understand. He died in really chaotic circumstances, as I suppose is the nature of any battle. He was killed in a mortar strike along with two other foreign volunteers with the Ukrainian kind of equivalent of the Foreign Legion. And there was an American man, a former Marine, and a left-wing activist from Russia. So they were killed in a mortar strike. But it was actually a week before they discovered he was classed as missing in action, presumed dead for a week. But that shows how chaotic it was that they didn't even know he was, or they weren't even certain he was dead for a week. But then I suppose once things calmed down to an extent, they were able to get into the area and establish that, yes, he was probably or almost certainly dead, and the remains were recovered from that general area.
Okay, well, it's a very difficult time for the family, as I say. But Conor Gallagher, crime and security correspondent with the Irish Times, thank you very much indeed for that.